Well, coming up on September 24th, it is going to be Festival of Life in La Crosse. Now, we attended the last one. What an amazing time. And on the phone with me right now, we have Pastor Matt Schrader from Horizon Christian Fellowship in La Crosse. Hey there, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, doing really well. Well, tell, for our listeners who are not familiar with it, tell them what Festival of Life is.
It's exactly like it sounds. It's a festival where we celebrate the life that we've been given freely from Christ. And Festival of Life was the title of the ministry. We started with Mike McIntosh, Horizon Christian Fellowship in San Diego. And they began to do outreaches like this and go down into Mexico and just doing these events where they would put on a festival for really an entire community was the heart. So kind of going out into the community rather than people coming into a building and just serving the community and through all of it, sharing the gospel and just really just giving freely, just everything. The whole heart of it is to just give freely and hopefully people see and hear the love of Christ.
Yeah. And of course, Festival of Life, free food, free music, free games, free stuff. And I know your passion and your heart, as well as that of your church of Horizon Christian Fellowship, is really to go out into the community and reach the lost. I mean, that is, I think, one of your main missions as a ministry, isn't it?
Absolutely. Paul says, I haven't made it my aim to preach the gospel where it's already been named, but to go where it hasn't been named. We live in America, but there's a lot of people that aren't being reached, and our heart is to go out and to reach those. We believe there's open hearts out there that God wants to touch. So we love to go out and just love them and reach them and find those people.
Would you like to share with our listeners a little bit of how you came to know the Lord and your background?
Yeah, you know, I grew up here in the La Crosse area, and I grew up hearing about Jesus, went to church with my family as a young kid. But I quickly fell into drugs and alcohol and running from the cops and all those different things for years, really, and coming to a place in my life where I was pretty empty, very ready to end my own life. I was actually invited to a church there in Sparta where I heard a message from a teen challenge person who had gone through the program, actually, about addiction. And as she shared her testimony, I realized that Jesus was for lost people, and I was a lost, broken, hurting person and totally ready to say, Jesus, if you're real, and if anything she's saying is real, then I need it. And from that point, Jesus began to change my life. You know, that was almost 12 years ago. God's been really faithful.
Yeah, he has. He's done an amazing work in and through your life in that time. And now you're reaching out to many other people who are in similar situations as you were in 12 years ago. Well, let's get back to Festival of Life. Again, the main event will be on Saturday, September 24th, and that is going to be at your church there, Horizon Christian Fellowship, which is at 601 St. Andrew Street, right there by the Amtrak station in La Crosse. Tell us about that day, and then you have a few events leading up to Saturday.
On that Saturday, we'll begin the fest activities around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we kind of have a stage schedule, kind of a rundown throughout the day. But basically, we have music lined up. We have a couple of different musicians coming from out of town. You know, one of our own musicians is going to be playing some different music. So we have guys like Roy Tosh, Blake Whiteley. They're both from the Indianapolis area. And then we have a few other people from the area throughout that day. We're going to have people sharing some of their stories and testimonies from the stage kind of throughout the day. And then we have free food, 2,500 hot dogs, you know, free, and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Bounce houses, Kicking Bear Ministry is going to be here. With
fun. That's always
the archery.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then we'll have popcorn games. Living Waters is going to be here with some games as well. And I think they're bringing the tortoise, if I remember right. So there'll be stuff like that throughout the day. I think we'll have a dunk tank even. And
are you getting in the dunk tank?
I'm not sure. I'm excited about it. It depends on how warm it is.
Yeah, right. Well, hopefully it'll be warm. Now, another thing that you guys do at this event, you have a free garage sale. I don't know if that's an oxymoron, but you give stuff away for free. People donate clothing and household items and things like that, and then whoever needs them can just come and take them, right? Is that how that works?
Absolutely. We have garages full. We have a storage shed literally full, packed full of stuff that's been donated. nice clothing, really just all kinds of basic necessities that people could come and fill up a bag or a box and go home with, and it's all free. And last time we did the Festival of Life at Riverside Park, it was definitely really a huge blessing to people.
Oh, yeah, I remember so many people, you know, going into that. I think you had a tent set up there and, you know, being able to get the things that they needed and, you know, no guilt, no shame. You know, they're just able to get what they need and be loved on. And that's what's behind it all, isn't it? Sharing that love of Christ.
Absolutely. It's a no strings attached day. We're not taking any names, any numbers, we don't want anything. We just want to give to people whatever I know that we can give and ultimately to share the love of Christ.
Now, leading up to Saturday, Wednesday night, you're going to be out at Copeland Park, right?
Yep, Copeland Park will be out there. We've been out there throughout the summer, but we'll be out there at 6 o'clock with a free meal underneath a shelter. And then we'll have service, kind of a worship service. We'll share a message between 7 to 8:30. And we'll probably have some games there for the kids to play and all that. So kind of just get the events started, kind of an idea.
Mm-hmm. Kicking things off Wednesday the 21st. Thursday, you'll be doing service project throughout the community. Tell us about some of the projects you'll be working on.
We're just reaching out to really the local neighborhood here and other places. I'm not the one heading that up, but I know that we have a few projects to do already. And even so, I mean, we're open to receiving some projects, some simple projects, whether it be lawn care or cleaning someone's garage or whatever it might be, painting, things that we could do in a couple hours. We're looking to send some teams out and just serve the community. So we're still looking, actually, for some more service projects.
Okay, so people keep that in mind. If you know somebody in need and you know, they could go and show them the love of Christ by serving them in this way, they can get in touch with the Horizon Christian Fellowship. Friday night, what do you have going on?
Friday night, we have a youth concert here at the building with Roy Tosh. He's kind of he's a rap artist from Indianapolis and has a wonderful testimony for youth. He was a college basketball player and all those things, but God really transformed his life, and he has a wonderful testimony and heart for the Lord. So we're going to have that here, a free meal prior to that at 6 o'clock. Again, lots of free food. Nobody should go hungry these 3 days.
Well, again, it's just going to be a great time. Again, it is Festival of Life La Crosse taking place September 21st through the 24th, the main event being on Saturday the 24th. You can find all those details and directions on our calendar on our website at praisenetwork.com. But Pastor Matt, let me ask you this. You know, it may not be the smartest marketing ploy. I mean, you could be getting like all these people's names and email addresses and numbers and try to add them to the role at your church, but that isn't your motive. You're not trying to build your own kingdom here, are you?
No, absolutely not. It's freely been given to us, and we just freely want to share it, you know, and we're encouraged to see the kingdom grow, even if people go to somebody else's church or anything like that. We're so excited to see lives change, to see people come to Christ. And we've reached out, you know, to other churches and would love to have anybody who wants to share the love of Christ come and be a part of that day. We still need hands and feet on that day. So anybody that would have a desire to be a part of that, we'd be more than happy to see that happen.
And what is the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Probably go to our church website, horizonlacrosse.org, and then just contact us from the contact page. And anybody would be welcome to call my number. Of course, it's on there.
Oh, sounds good. Again, that is horizonlacrosse.org. And we have all that information and the links on our calendar at praisenetwork.com. Well, Pastor Matt, thank you for your heart to reach our community with the love and the power of Jesus Christ. I know through it, you know, people's lives are truly being transformed for eternity. So we just value your ministry and your partnership with the Praise Network.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you guys continuing to share the word and share the gospel message through music on the air.
Well, great. We look forward to being part of Festival of Life. The Praise Network will have a tent there on Saturday the 24th, so look forward to being part of that. And again, you can find all the details and directions on our calendar at praisenetwork.com. Thanks again, Pastor Matt. Have a great day, and we will see
you
at the Festival of Life.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.